I don't remember much about the man on the road with cameras. I do not even remember Nick Oop putting down his camera to help me. That is an important point. He took his picture, but he also decided to help me. He was not just a photographer. He was one human being helping another. He took me to a nearby hospital. It was a horrible, painful time for me. I suffered a lot. At one point, I was left in a room to die. But then again, because of that picture, and because one doctor remembered seeing that picture, I got medical help that another victims of napalm may not get, and I survived. I did not choose to be photographed. I did not choose to become a symbol of war. I did not want to be famous. It all happened because of that picture. Sometimes it has been very hard. I'm basically a shy person. I was a young girl living in a small Vietnam village. I knew nothing of the world, but suddenly the world knew everything about me. The bad result of that picture was that for years I became another kind of victim. The Vietnamese government took away my studies and controlled my life. It made me value freedom. More than anything, I wanted to be a free person. There were more good results of that picture than bad. Without that picture and that attention, and the medical help I received from another photographer, Perry Kress in Germany, I would not have recovered as well as I have. Sometimes I liked to think of that little girl screaming, running up the road, as being not just a symbol of war, but a symbol of a cry for peace. Because of that photograph, I have been asked to play a role in the peace movement. For the past 2 years, I have been a Good Green Ambassador for UNESCO, working for a culture of peace. Because of that photograph, I have traveled all over the world, to Bulgaria, to Ireland, New Zealand, Japan, and Germany, meeting people, talking with people who care about peace. I have talked with prime ministers and with ordinary people about the importance of forgiveness and the concept of working together for a nonviolent world. People won't let me forget that picture. Wherever I am, they found me. They are curious. How is Kim Phuc? What is she doing? Is her life happy? It is not me that they are curious about, but that a little girl of 27 years ago, she captured the imagination of the world. Now, I see this photograph has given me a powerful gift. I can use this image to spread the message of peace. people want to hear my story, even though it is a simple story. It seems to move people. I cry, they cry. There is something so wonderful about sharing my story and helping in the peace movement. When the people see me, forgive the people who caused my suffering. They examine their hearts. They say, if Kim Phuc can forgive, maybe I can forgive too. Dear friends, I let you know that, yes, I forgive, but I do not forget in order to prevent the same thing from happening again. The photograph has also enabled me to set up the Kim Foundation, which is a charitable foundation to help child victims of war. It is based in Chicago and in Toronto. Our first project will help child victims of landmines. I am finally free. That is the best news for me. I am a Canadian citizen, free to raise my family in Canada, free to talk anybody about anything. This freedom is a wonderful thing. Sometimes it is hard for me being a public person. But a good news is to how I have a wonderful private life. I have a loving husband who works so hard to support my family. Two beautiful sons, Thomas, now he's 5 years old, and Stephen, 2 years old. And my parents, who are now living with us, helping raise their grandchildren in Canada, actually in Toronto. I also have my faith, good friends, and a future, thanks to a photograph.